So we're just going to relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and settle into a sweet space of peace that underlies all of the activity. Just taking a couple of slow, deep breaths. Breathing deeply into our heart space gives our body a signal that we're safe and that we have permission to let go. Abraham would say, let go of resistance, let go of tension, and just practice that peace and that well-being that is ever available to us at the center. That's one way of seeing our vortex, to feel the love and the light and the health and the wholeness, the prosperity and the abundance that exists at the center everywhere and always. So as we focus there, it lets us relax to remember that this is a sweet space and we are indeed safe. And so I invite you to just relax and listen. I have two Abraham quotes, one recent one and one that I actually included in a meditation much earlier this year. But both of them are about focus. The first questioner from 10:22:25 said, hi, Abraham. Thanks for everything you do for all of us. It's so needed. I'm 78 years old and I fell for the first time. And now I feel fearful and vulnerable and fragile and I don't like this feeling. I'm not afraid to die. I want to use my body to the full extent and go out using everything I've got. But the lack of capabilities and the limitations that I feel physically now are new to me, and I'm struggling with this feeling. How do I feel good about it? How do I embrace it better? Thank you for your insights. And Abraham said, well, first we want to say to you, we're not going to find a way to help you embrace vulnerability. And we know you didn't mean to put it that way, and yet you did. We want you to find a way to embrace your invincibility, your balance, not your imbalance. You said, I'm 78 years old and I fell for the first time. Doesn't that count for something? Can't it have been a lack of focus? Can't it have been I wasn't tuned in, tapped in, turned on, so I didn't have my resources, my reserves of focus and concentration and inspiration and impulse? Can it just be that I was out of alignment and so that happened? And can't you give yourself credit for all of those years of balance and alignment that you usually find yourself in? Humans are very interesting to us. How you have an experience, and just because it was the last experience, and what you think is your linear life, you count it as where you're headed. Well, now my decline has started. I must embrace it. Or my decline has started in a more obvious way. And we said, your decline is about lack of focus. Esther could not believe how many obvious moves she was missing in a simple card game. It showed her she has much more power of focus than she's usually using. And we want to say to all of you, you have much more power of focus. And we're talking about emotional focus, vibrational focus. We're talking about feeling. In fact, in all of the videos we've shown so far today, all of you are talking about focus. One said, I will not accept that. I'm a badass. Meaning, I have the ability to focus and call the shots and live my life the way I intended it to be. And so all are that. You have source energy backing you up in a way that makes you invincible. But when you buy into the fragility or vulnerability or danger of a physical world, because there are elements of it that demonstrate things you don't want, instead of accepting that it's all about your tuning, it's all about your tuning, it's all about your tuning. It's attraction, 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 attraction. Don't let what other people think about anything be the reason you think about it that way. Because most people are not focused. Most people are not calibrated to their inner being. Oh, from time to time, but not deliberately, not consistently, like you know how to be. And most of all, don't make an irrational judgment of something because of an event that just happened. It's always about focus. It's never about anything else. So that inspired me. I delighted in that one. We have source energy backing us up in a way that makes us invincible. And I'm a badass. I love that. And Abraham kept saying, you know how to do this. And I hear from Abraham recently that they are empowering us. They are acknowledging that we are making so much improvement in our focus. And so that reminded me of this other quote from January 15th, 2025, where this guy said, my question is about focus. And I saw the sun was so bright, I just wanted to be outside. And I sat in nature. And at one point, I was basking in the sun, and it felt so good on my face. And I decided to take my shirt off. And it's freezing, 31 degrees Fahrenheit. And I stood there with my shirt off, just basking in the sun. And at one point, I realized I could pay attention to the sun heating my body. And it felt so good. And I could also pay attention to the breeze chilling my body. And I realized I had a choice of where to focus. When I focused on one, it felt good. And when I focused on the other, not so good. And I think that's my answer, how to focus. It's in everything you've been saying. And Abraham said, we like what you're presenting here and that you discovered you could find comfort or satisfaction in the same environment depending on the way you decided to think about it. That's really big because what it's acknowledging is that while you cannot control in every moment the external environment that you're driving in or walking in or existing in, you do have the ability to accomplish satisfaction through focus. The more you focus when it's easy to feel good, the more you will have control of your bandwidth to the point where you can really get to the place where you can focus yourself into the point of attraction that you wish, no matter what's going on. It's really an unconditional experience. I do not need to control the conditions in order to feel the way I want to feel, in order to accomplish the point of attraction that will serve me. That's a really good awareness. So we're talking about focus, and Abraham recently has said that what we're trying to do is focus as our inner being is focusing. And our inner being is always focusing on what we want, on what's already in our vortex, on the things that make us joyful. And so as we choose to focus, we can make a big difference in how we feel. So what do we choose to focus on? We can choose to focus in a million different ways. And we can let ourselves be easily distracted by things going on around us. Or we can choose to make conscious decisions, to look for the best, to go places where we see things that make us happy, to read things that inspire us, to experience things on purpose that feel good to us. Whether it's listening to music or connecting with a friend or offering help to someone, or I've been experiencing in the last week an abundance of assistance from people around me, strangers in parking lots and old friends who just happened to turn up and volunteer to come help me set up my new computer. All kinds of help. And as I was thinking about that, I realized that last week I wrote a placemat about allowing help in to set up the laptop and get it working for the things that I need to get working, and to decide which one to buy and where to buy it. And it was like day after day, a different person came to advise me on evaluating my needs and what kind of computer I should get. And then looking at computers and telling me which computers in Consumer Reports were the best for my needs. And then evaluating the one that was on sale at Costco. And then sharing with me whether I should go to Best Buy for the Geek Squad or go to Costco for the lower price. And then the person who volunteered to come help me set it up said she's had fabulous experience over many, many years with the tech support at Costco. And she recommended that I go buy it at Costco and she'll come set it up for me on Thursday. I just am amazed at how a few minutes of focus last week, delegating things to the universe, resulted in one manifestation of someone eager to help me after another. And I even had one in a parking lot because I was walking back to my car with a very heavy watermelon in the cart. And I looked and my car was here and the local cart station was blocked off with tapes. And I was going to have to walk across a lane of traffic to get to the next cart station. And I wasn't particularly excited about doing that. And I got to my car and I looked up and this handsome young man was walking toward me. And I was inspired to say to him, "Would you be willing to help me?" And he said, "Sure, why?" And I said, "I need to put this heavy watermelon in my back seat." And he said, "No problem." And he grabbed it and he put it on my back seat. And he said, "And I'll take your cart back." So I didn't have to lift the watermelon and I didn't have to move the cart across the lane of traffic. He took care of everything. And he was right there. And I was inspired to ask. And Abraham talks about opening to receive, to be willing to receive the endless flow of good that our inner beings are lining up for us every single moment. All the cooperative components that are being orchestrated in our vortex for rendezvous and opportunities and waterfalls of money and doors opening and loving friends and beautiful relationships and fabulous experiences, places and people and things to do and see and love. Our inner beings are here with us, seeing through our eyes, loving through our hearts, enjoying through our experiences. And as we focus more and more consciously on seeing through the eyes of Source, seeing with eyes that focus on love, on places we love, on things we love, on people we love, on experiences we enjoy. It seems so simple, and yet focus takes, I don't want to say effort, focus takes alignment, and focus takes choice. And as we softly set intentions to be open to receive, it can make such a difference. We can allow well-being to flow in powerful, wonderful ways. So I invite you to just take a deep breath and relax and think about well-being flowing. Think for a moment about your home and the well-being you're experiencing. In California today, it might be air conditioning. In Virginia today, it feels like heat coming on. It might be that we just had a delicious lunch, or we're looking forward to going out to dinner and expecting the food to be fabulous. We can focus on things that are obvious, like hot and cold running water and indoor bathrooms. We can focus on more, subtle experiences, like focusing on the beauty that we've put up in our homes. The paintings, the art, for me, the photographs on the kitchen cabinets of people that I love, children and my brother and other family members and friends. We can focus on what we've put up on our fridges, like I have pictures little kids drew for me. We can focus on gifts that we've been given. I can look around where I'm sitting and see so many gifts that people have just given to me because they care. And through that knick-knack or artwork hanging on the wall, I can see love in action. I can focus on the love that the gift represents and the good wishes for Christmas or a birthday that people that care about me wanted me to feel and know. I can look at beautiful plants. There's a little pine tree, Norfolk Island pine tree, that is in my space between my den and my kitchen that's close to 30 years old now. And it makes me smile. And I enjoy running my fingers down the needles because they feel soft and nice. We can enjoy so much about life, and it's so simple. We can go outside and feel a breeze or watch a cloud. I have friends who pick out shapes in clouds, and it makes them deliriously happy. I only occasionally see cloud shapes that are meaningful to me. But I love that each of us have things that are different, that inspire us. We are all unique in what turns us on. And loving that diversity, loving the differences, loving the creativity that brings out so many wonderful qualities in people and places and events on the planet. It's really extraordinary how much there is here to love. So we're just focusing on love. Focusing on the things that are working. I love the story about the lady who fell once in 78 years, and she was focused on the fall and not the many, 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 many years of balance. And Abraham mentioned later, not in that quote, but later in the workshop, that it wasn't true it was her first fall. When she was learning to walk, she fell dozens, hundreds of times. And she just got back up and she didn't let it worry her. And we have so much ahead of us that's blessed and blissful and beautiful that we can find ways to focus that allow us to feel free and happy and contented and joyful and loving. There's just so much to love. I focus on love and I hear story after story that inspires me. I see pictures that uplift my heart. I see beautiful birds flying in the sky and landing on trees, letting me take their pictures. I saw at least 40 cedar waxwings on three trees on the dam at the park this morning. They are spectacular birds, and there were dozens of them. It's just amazing, the richness, the fullness, the beauty of life. So we have the chance to enjoy it, to enjoy the things that we can enjoy as we stay in, to enjoy the things we can enjoy as we go out, to enjoy life because we focus on what's enjoyable. We tune to love and peace and harmony and our inner beings. And the law of attraction just brings us more and more and more. We are blessed as we focus. And it is great to just choose, set an intention. I'm going to focus on what feels good. I'm going to focus. And then watch what law of attraction brings you as you follow through on that choice. Simply focus and allow yourself to love your life even more. So we're just going to breathe and stretch because our time for the meditation is over. And as you feel ready, you can open your eyes and smile. And so it is.